Pediatric First Aid Training Course. This pediatric first aid training course will demonstrate to staff who work with infants or children how to convey pediatric first aid to assist with a crisis. It covers a variety of first aid forms, including a law encompassing emergency treatment, how to essentially conduct primary and secondary optional studies, how to place children and newborn children into the recovery position, how to CPR using defibrillators, also how to render assistance for different injuries and sicknesses. The course contains various recordings, illustrations, and resources to enhance learning, understanding, and outcomes. Our focus is to ensure that graduates build their confidence to carry out their functions in varying situations comfortably, from minor episodes to perilous mishaps, and know when to look for additional clinical guidance whenever required. Written in consistence with the Health and Safety Emergency Treatment Guidelines 1981. Content is developed by qualified and competent first aid experts. Endorsed by CPD. Our online training courses come with assessments with no time limits. Full sound voiceover. Successful candidates will be awarded a certificate as evidence of competency. Who ought to take this course? This course is intended for the individuals who work with infants, children, and have been assigned to pediatric first aid emergency treatment obligations. With regards to emergency treatment, infants are up to a year, while children are all the way into pubescence. Ideal candidates for the course would include educators and classroom assistants, school administration and support staff, nursery staff, staff who pursue school clubs and exercises, sports mentors and coaches, childminders, caregivers, nannies and au pairs, guardians, parents, carers, and foster carers. This course is definitely not a substitute for practical preparation, which is expected to be pursued by certified first aider. In any case, it is reasonable to take as a supplemental class for those with considerable first aid knowledge or qualified first aiders, as well first-time students to give them a strong introduction to pediatric emergency treatment. In the event that you are searching for a course to conform to OFSTA's necessities, kindly contact your nearby power. Does this course permit me to turn into a certified first aider? On the off chance that you are hoping to turn into a certified pediatric first aider, you'll have to embrace a reasonable emergency treatment course, notwithstanding this one to meet current regulative prerequisites. Continuously allude to your setting's first aid needs evaluation to decide if you require pragmatic preparation close by this web-based course. Course satisfied. Module. Introduction to Pediatric Emergency Treatment. Describe. What is emergency treatment? What emergency treatment arrangements are legally necessary? What should an emergency treatment pack contain? Clinical help, defending contemplations, contamination counteraction, hand cleanliness, hand washing system, individual defensive gear, PPE. Cleaning after first aid, squander the board after emergency treatment, and recording and detailing occurrences. Module. The essential and optional studies. Portrayal. The essential review, DRABC, stage 1. Risk, stage 2. Reaction, stage 3. Aviation route, stage 4. Breathing, stage 5. Dissemination, essential overview model situation, the auxiliary study, full body assessment, and children in trouble. Module. The recovery position and cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR. Describe. Oblivious setbacks, the recovery position for children, the recovery position for infants, the head slant and jaw lift procedure, the jaw push method, managing CPR, overseeing CPR to children, controlling CPR to newborns children, further contemplations for CPR, and defibrillators, EDS. Module. Treating wounds. Section 1. Describe. Stifling, injuries and dying, applying wraps, shock, consumes and singes, substance consumes, and electrical wounds and electric shock. Module. Treating wounds. Section 2. Describe. Eye wounds, head wounds, nosebleeds, breaks, injuries and strains, disengagements, spinal wounds, hypothermia, and suffocating. Module. Treating ailments and conditions. Section 1. Describe. Asthma, unfavorably susceptible responses, hypersensitivity, stings and nibbles, epilepsy and seizures, high temperatures and seizures, diabetes, hypoglycemia, and hyperglycemia. Module. Treating ailments and conditions. Section 2. Describe. Hyperventilation, sickle cell, meningitis and septicemia, sepsis, and croup. Points of the course. Toward the finish of this course, you will comprehend the meaning of emergency treatment and the lawful necessities put on the people who care for children, including faculty, gear, first aid packs, preparing, and announcing episodes. Disease avoidance contemplations, including hand cleanliness, individual defensive hardware, cleaning after first aid, and waste administration. Step-by-step instructions to do an essential review of a baby or child, utilizing the DRABC abbreviation, risk, reaction, aviation route, breathing, and course, as well as how to complete an optional study and full-body assessment of a baby or child. the most effective method to place infants and children into the recovery position, including in the event that you suspect a spinal injury, and how to direct CPR to them and use defibrillators. The most effective method to treat various wounds, including gagging wounds, shock, consumes and burns, electrical wounds, iron head wounds, nosebleeds, cracks, injuries and strains, separations, spinal wounds, hypothermia, and suffocating. The most effective method to treat different ailments and conditions, including asthma, hypersensitive responses, hypersensitivity, stings and nibbles, epilepsy and seizures, diabetes, hyperventilation, sickle cell, meningitis and septicemia, sepsis, and croup. Evaluation. The internet-based, on the off chance that you don't pass, relax. You can step through the exam as the need might arise with no additional charge. This pediatric first aid training course will show the people who work with infants or children how to convey pediatric first aid help with a crisis. It covers an assortment of crucial first aid subjects, including the law encompassing emergency treatment, how to do essential and optional studies, how to place children and newborns' children into the recovery position, how to direct life-saving CPR, how to utilize defibrillators, and how to give help to various wounds and diseases. By taking this course, you will acquire the certainty to make a suitable move and know when to look for additional clinical counsel whenever required. While it's anything but a reasonable substitute for viable preparation that qualifies a first aider, it is reasonable as a supplemental class on the off chance that you have existing emergency treatment information or, on the other hand, assuming that you are as of now certified first aider. Additionally, appropriate for first-time students are hoping to acquire consciousness of pediatric emergency treatment. Module 1 Introduction to Pediatric Emergency Treatment. This initial module makes sense of the regulation and legal direction encompassing pediatric emergency treatment. It assists students with understanding what emergency treatment arrangements their setting ought to have. It additionally covers key data with respect to disease counteraction and waste administration, as well as when episodes in settings where there are infants and children might require revealing. What is first aid? What emergency treatment arrangements are legally necessary? What should an emergency treatment pack contain? Clinical help. Protecting contemplations. Contamination avoidance. Hand cleanliness. Hand washing method. Individual defensive gear, PPE. Cleaning after first aid. Squander the board after first aid. Recording and detailing occurrences. Module 2, the initial and secondary surveys. This module makes sense of the means engaged with completing an essential and optional overview of a baby or youngster loss, as well as how to help children who are upset. The essential overview is pivotal for really looking at whether there's a prompt danger, while the optional review includes figuring out more about the baby or child, as well as doing a full body assessment. The primary study, DRABC. Stage 1. Danger. Stage 2. Response. Stage 3. Airway. Stage 4. Breathing. Stage 5. Circulation. Primary survey example scenario. The secondary survey. Full body assessment. Children in distress. Module 3. The recovery position and cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR. This module examines how to place infants and children into the recovery position if they are unconscious yet breathing, and covers an alternate technique for suspected spinal injuries. It then covers how to manage CPR to infants and children who are oblivious and not breathing regularly or by any means, as well as how to utilize defibrillators with either pediatric or grown-up cushions. Oblivious setbacks. The recovery position for children. The recovery position for infants. The head slant and jawline lift strategy. The jaw push procedure. Overseeing CPR. Overseeing CPR to children. Overseeing CPR to newborn children. Further contemplations for CPR. Defibrillators, EADS. Module 4, Treating Wounds. Section 1. This module takes a gander at how to give first aid help to infants and children for various wounds. This incorporates how to regulate back slaps and stomach pushes for gagging, how to treat wounds and dying, how to apply swathes, and how to treat shock. It likewise takes a gander at how to appropriately dress consumes and what to do in the event that a baby or youngster has an electrical physical issue. Stifling. Wounds and dying. Applying swathes. Shock. Consumes and singes. Compound consumes. Electrical wounds and electric shock. Module 5, Treating Wounds. Section 2. This module keeps on taking a gander at how to give first aid help to infants and children for various wounds. It clears up what for do in the event that a baby or child has an eye injury, for example, something trapped in it, in the event that they have a head injury like a blackout, and numerous different wounds. It likewise covers spinal wounds, which requires intense consideration while giving emergency treatment. Eye wounds. Head wounds. Nosebleeds. Breaks. Injuries and strains. Disengagements. Spinal wounds. Hypothermia. Suffocating. Module 6, Treating Diseases and Conditions. Section 1. This module takes a gander at how to give first aid help to infants and children for various present moment and long-haul diseases and conditions. It clarifies what for do in the event that youngster is having an asthma assault or unfavorably susceptible response, including hazardous anaphylactic shocks and numerous different sicknesses and conditions. Asthma. Hypersensitive responses. Hypersensitivity. Stings and chomps. Epilepsy and seizures. High temperatures and seizures. Diabetes. Hypoglycemia. Hyperglycemia. Module 7, Treating Diseases and Conditions. Section 2, this module keeps on taking a glimpse at how to give first aid help to infants and children for different sicknesses and conditions. It covers what to do in the event that you suspect a child has meningitis or septicemia or sepsis, and gives counsel to help infants and children who are hyperventilating and who have sickle cell or croup. Hyperventilation. Sickle cell. Meningitis and septicemia. Sepsis. Croup. Points of the preparation toward the finish of this course, you will comprehend. The meaning of first aid and the lawful necessities put on the people who take care of children, including faculty, hardware, emergency treatment packs, preparing, and revealing episodes. Disease avoidance contemplations, including hand cleanliness, individual defensive hardware, cleaning after first aid, and waste administration. The most effective method to do an essential overview of a baby or child, utilizing the DRABC abbreviation, risk, reaction, aviation route, breathing, and course, as well as how to complete an optional study and full body assessment of a baby or youngster. Step-by-step instructions to place infants and children into the recovery position, including on the off chance that you suspect a spinal injury, and how to direct CPR to them and use defibrillators. The most effective method to treat different wounds, including gagging, wounds, shock, consumes and burns, electrical wounds, eye and head wounds, nosebleeds, cracks, injuries and strains, separations, spinal wounds, hypothermia, and suffocating. Step-by-step instructions to treat various ailments and conditions, including asthma.